This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Glenn Browder, JSU's eminent scholar in American democracy. He's here to talk about the U.S.-Soviet arms issue. He's being interviewed by Sherry Kuhn of the University News Bureau.
What will it take to get the movement to destroy weapons renewed?
I think that's happening now, and it's political. For the first time, Congress is focusing on this. And it's another interesting point. Congress is focusing not because of the initial, the noble movement to get rid of these chemical weapons, but because of the money involved. This is becoming a very, very expensive project. The United States program, for example, has increased. I think originally it started out an estimate that it would cost about $2 billion. Now they're saying it will cost $25 billion, the estimate, to get rid of the American weapons. So what that means is that that is eating into other programs that the federal government wants to do or wants to conduct, whether it's defense, whether it's health care, whatever. It's the price tag is getting so big that Congress is getting seriously involved. And that's what Congress should have been doing in the first place. A lot of us have been asking Congress to get involved, but this is not a very glamorous program for Congress to get involved. But I can assure you, as that price tag has gone up, Congress has gotten more and more involved, and I think it has Congress's full attention now.
Thank you. If you'd like to hear today's program again or catch up on programs you've missed, go to president.jsu.edu. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.